Are you kidding me? I didn't even like spit it. That's the La Spinetta.
Yeah.
And we're going up a little bit. Let's see where we're going next. This is sensational. I'm very excited about this. Let's see if they brought it. Are you kidding me? I'm not even gonna wait for the fourth wine. Are you freaking out? You love it? This is insanity. You and your buddies must have like put some pears on fire.
No, not pears.
Holmes. Oh my God. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 6 of Wine Text TV. I'm your host, Gary Vaynerchuk. This is gonna be the most fun for me of the 6, because this gets really, really, really in pocket to why I did Wine Library TV for 1,000 episodes and why I brought back Wine Text TV. Because I want to get many of you to sign up for the journey of actually enjoying wine and discovering wine and the Timorosso wines that we're doing today excite me to no end. There are gonna be very few shows in the history of Wine Text TV that will cover wines that I never covered on Wine Library TV. I covered so many over 1,000 episodes. But this incredible white varietal from Piedmont is emerging as a really interesting category of white wines that most people in America have no idea about. And very quietly, in a lot of people's minds and a lot of people I respect and a lot of what I'm paying attention to right now, we may be talking about the Italian white wines that become the ones that most serious wine collectors around the world collect as we go into the next decade and next century, which is ironic because it is a grape that was almost extinct as recently as the 1980s. I'm here again with my good pal, Brandon Warnicki. Brandon, what do you got to say here about these incredible wines from Italy?
This is a varietal that so many people don't know about. We know very little. There's very few producers that actually make these
less than
kind of
50
wines.
Or about 50?
It's around 50, I think, right now.
These wines, in our opinion, are $30, $40, $50 wines that rival $100 wines in California and Burgundy. You're only gonna be able to find remarkable wine value when you nerd out and get into things that other people don't know about because it's simply supply and demand. New book alert. Pay trading attention. Leave a comment in the comments if you just pre-ordered it. Anyway, underpriced attention works in marketing and business and entrepreneurship and creator and influencer land like the book. It also works in wine when you don't know about producers. Now, this is a producer that's remarkable, makes some of the best Barolos that I've ever had. La Spinetta coming out with its Timorosso. 92 points, Venice Media. We sell for 25. It is suggested retail at 48, and it's about 28 bucks. Best price around the country besides us. Cheers to you, Brandon.
Cheers.
Let's give a little sniffy snip. La Spinetta 2022. Dorthona, talk to me about that. That's the DOCG hopes and dreams of the region?
Yeah, I think so. And as you look at the labels here, I think 3 of the 4 wines have that on the label. The one that does not, I believe, is 2019 or 2018 vintage. The others are all 21 and 22. But going forward, that's what they assume will be potentially the next kind of signifier for the region. So like you would talk about Barolo and Barbaresco, you'll talk about Dorthona, and that is Timorosso, the heart of what it's all about. So.
On the nose, it's very aromatically exciting. And again, in a blind tasting, this has Chablis-like characteristics on the nose. Really, really strong power. High intensity, white flowers, green fruit. Really, really aromatically exciting. Let's give it a whirl. Percent alcohol on this. Very elegant, very dry. Very non-California-like. You're getting a lot more crushed clamshell, stone fruit, very green, very clearly, this is as clear Granny Smith apple flavor. This is a baked Granny Smith apple with like clams.
Oh yeah, definitely unique. And I think this producer actually, Spinetta obviously very, very well known, but they haven't been making Timorosso that long. I think 2019 was the first vintage.
we sell this for 25. It's 28 in other places. It's 40 suggested retail.
Yeah, right.
If you told me, if you came over tonight and we're hanging out and buying wine, and like, this is a $70 Chablis, I'd be like, okay.
Right.
I mean, this is a remarkable start. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed. That's I'm gonna double up on it. I think it's a 92 point wine at $25. This is a raging steal. This is a raging steal. If you like serious white wine, like if you're looking for buttered popcorn, if you love Rombauer Chardonnay, you may like this, but you might also not. We all have preferences, but boy, if you like Chablis, if you like white Burgundy, I don't see how you don't like this. You agree?
I agree.
This is really the thesis of the show, and it, honestly, I came in pretty hyped. I've also had a couple episodes on Wine Library TV where I came in hyped and was massively disappointed, and they were weird shows, and I wasn't sure what was gonna happen, but if that's the La Spinetta,
yeah,
and we're going up a little bit, let's see where we're going next. Let me give you a pour here. Let me give you a rinse, Brand. All right, what do we got here, Brandon? Campoggio?
Yes, so this is the Campoggio Tomarsco. This is the only one that doesn't have Dirthona on the label.
Because it's 19.
19.
$35 SRP, no rating, $31 from other stores. We're $25.99. Why'd you go so
it's
cheap?
The average. It's the average.
Oh, got the average. Yeah, got it. Good job. Good job. Got average. Again, aromatically remarkable, really.
And this one's interesting too, it's by far the smallest producer of the three.
Yeah, isn't there like 83 cases made of something stupid?
Yeah, under 100, that's exactly
be
right.
Be careful, you tell me something once, I remember.
Exactly right.
83 cases 83 made cases. Of, I mean, aromatically beautiful, a little a butterscotch kind of thing going on, that's great, but very vibrant. Again, white Burgundy, this is my hot take on this. White Burgundy's ripping hot, everybody's getting into it. This is dramatically more premium white wine. The team at Rosso, then let's say your average bulk Sancerre. Mm-hmm. This is nerdy, single vineyard, high. This is like Burgundy. Mm-hmm. They don't make a lot. Like, it's a supply and demand thing. Like, for example, this might be the most significant piece of internet content on team at Rosso in the world right now. Nobody's talking about this yet. But I will tell you right now what I do know. As people continue to taste these wines, are you kidding me? I didn't even like spit it. It's almost like there's residual sugar here. This is fucking delicious. Try this, Carly. Do you drink wine?
Yeah.
Get in there, Dust. Watch this reaction. No, I get it, Carly. I
really good. Mm. It kind of tastes like apple juice.
Try it, Sid. It's a family affair on WineText TV, episode 6. No, it's everyone has a different palate. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing here. It's too sweet?
It's not that sweet. I thought it would be sweeter than
based on the way I said it.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's a fair point. Because I think when you're hardcore nerdy about wine, like I am, you're converting fruit. It's to your point. Sid's right.
You said
apple juice, right? This is a dry wine. For everybody who's watching, that's a little confused. It's not a dessert wine. It's purely dry. It has so much fruit on it that it makes me feel that it's sweet. That's called an explosion of fruit. It's elegant. It's very creamy. To me, this is also a 92 point wine. Again, for under $30. And these are 92 point wines that I'm scoring. That again. Like to me, this one also, based on what I'm referring to, Brandon, tastes like a $50, $70, $80 Alsatian wine to me. Okay, this is one of my favorite producers in the world, Bietti. Literally from their Moscato d'Asti all the way up to their best single vineyard Barolos, I think Bietti is one of the best producers in Piedmont. Brand?
Still crushes. Moscato still rips.
Does it? Sells?
Yep.
Bietti, Dirthona, 2021, Timorosa. Team at us, so I'm very excited about this. Let's see if they brought it. Because La Spinetta delivered as a great producer. I was less familiar with El Poggio. Oh wait, El Poggio? No, that's the different. No, I'm thinking about the Brunello producer. All right, let's give a snippy snip.
The other three for sure, you know, established.
This one is $35 at Wine Library. Average price around the country is 40. Suggested retail is 50. 94 points, James Suckling. 94 points, wine enthusiast. 93 plus points, wine advocate. 92 points, Jeb Dugnick. 92 points, Venice Media. Massively scored. Oh my God, this is a remarkably good nose. Smoky fruit is how I would put this, like paired. Great white flower too. These are nice wines. I'm not even gonna wait for the fourth wine. Are you freaking out? You love it? This is insanity. If you love fish, and I'm one of those people, by the way, like I love like sharing a whole fish with the table. It's like super fresh, like caught 5 minutes ago when you're on vacation. Like this is a white wine that will pair with this remarkably. The acidity and fruit balance on this wine, the mid palate, the way this wine finishes, the elegance. This is like $100 single vineyard Meursault. How much are those these days? 70, 80?
More.
Really?
Yeah. It just jumps out of the glass. The acidity is amazing.
This is structure. This is sensational. So this is one of the great producers. Yep. Oh, Jesus.
This is probably the fun,
honestly for me, because these are like surprising me because I didn't really pay attention before we started this show. The fact that some of the best Barolo producers in the world are making this wine kind of gives me the double excitement I think I have for this category.
Yeah, we were looking, obviously there's only a handful of producers in total, and a very small amount of those actually imported.
94 points enthusiast, yeah. $60 SRP, we're $54.99. Tell me what you think about Pogono.
So when we're looking at, you know, the last one to bring in, and we saw that they have one as well, we were super excited.
The reason we're super pumped is we've been drinking their Barolos for years, yes. Like older stuff. Like this is one of the best Barolo producers in the world. Which, and look, this is now, now this is getting up there. This is now $55. Yeah. So, you know, the noses on all four, I mean, on the Bietti, I'm gonna jump in on board as well. I'm gonna go 94 points, put it up there, Carly. Brain, so I don't know who's post-producing, 94 points. Actually, can you make the 94 bounce from one hand to the other? Oh, 94 points. All right, here we go. Sniffy sniff. Are you kidding me? That has more of a watered down honey than like water. Like it's the what I would call the viscosity, the depth. Mm-hmm. This is juicy, honey-like flavors. Actually, ironically, Bryn, I think this is our next frontier. I want Wine Library to be the single best Timorasso wine retailer. in show him, he's laughing. In America. What? I know it might just collect dust, but you have to sell it on Saturdays and convince people. And the reason we're laughing is like zero people on earth walked into Wine Library in the last 3 years and said, where's your Timorasso?
I think in the history of the store.
But this is the point of why this might be the best episode of Wine Text ever. I believe we will look back at this in 11 years and be like, look, we were right. I think this has a huge moment. I think I'm gonna get a lot of emails. Gary at winelibrary.com, hit me up. Brandon at winelibrary.com. I think we're gonna get hit up by wine writers, wine nerds, wine berserker viewers, you know, forum members, like the nerds of the nerds were like, they're gonna be like, oh, I've been on this, and I get it. I mean, I've seen it. I just, like, it's been so esoteric as a grape. Mm-hmm. It's so random, but this is remarkably well made. I mean, this is bananas. 94 points wine enthusiast. I'm gonna disagree. I think this is a 96 point wine. I think this is sensational. Every day of the week, Brandon, the wine we just tasted that's $55 is $130 white Burgundy. Every day of the week. Monumental show. My friends, go out and find a Timorasso white wine, a grape that was on the verge of not existing only 40 years ago. I believe now is in the precipice of becoming a wine nerd sensation across the US and Europe. These wines, nobody on earth knows what they are. And that is the opportunity, that is the arbitrage. And the number one best thing about wine is discovering new stuff that you would have never had. That is why I'm doing this show. I hope you enjoy it. And that's it, you have questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What wine do you recommend for someone who has yet to taste the wine they like?
I would like you to try a Moscato di Asti. That is a sparkling sweet wine. A Moscato. I'd like you to start with white sweet wines, but I'd also like you to try a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Please try a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc as well, because that's a dry wine, not sweet, but a lot of good fruit and very easy to drink at $15 on average. You can find out there. Those three wines would be a good way. See what you think. And then on the red wine, try a Pinot Noir or a Beaujolais, a light white red wine, just to see what it feels like. When you first start, red wines are hard. They're too bitter, bitter beer face, but you may like it. Everyone's palate's different. Those are good starting points for you. One more or no?
Have you ever tried Romanian wines?
I've had a lot of Romanian wines. I did an episode, I think, of Wine Library TV on Romanian wines. Look, Romanian wines are solid, but normally by the time they make it to the US with importing, overpriced for what they are in comparison to so many other options in the world. And so solid Eastern European producer, but in a competitive landscape, the wine world is at, tend to be overpriced for the value in return. But that's not to discourage. I'm sure there's, I'm a little bit rusty too. I'm sure there's tremendous, I bet you the five best Romanian wine producers in the world are making very solid wine. I think they'll struggle to compete with the best wines in the world on the price value ratio. There's like a lot of Romanian wines that are $40 a bottle like these wines are, that are like $15 value, at least when I was in the game. Whereas this is like $100 value. That arbitrage is hard. One more?
What's the best dry red affordable wine that's great to sip on?
I'm very big on Portuguese reds. I think they're incredibly undervalued from the Douro and the Douro. Look, honestly, that question's easy. You agree with me on this, Brandon. Like the amount of under $15. I mean, we offered a Saint-Emilion.
Yeah, from Bordeaux, yeah.
We offered a Saint-Emilion.
Yep.
For under $18 a bottle of Winetex yesterday. That was absurd. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Chilean Pinot Noir, Paso Robles makes wine that, like in California, that I like, Southwest France, weird parts of Italy, Spain. Like, honestly, affordable, 15 and under, I'm gonna go with affordable. Most parts of the world have under $15 wine that is really good that are known. California, New Zealand, Australia, Spain, Italy, France. Portugal stands out a lot because the brand of Portuguese wines is still, I mean, I was yelling about this 10 years ago, still massively undervalued, but you can find remarkable Italian and French off the beaten path varietals or regions, like declassified Bondol, right? Or like Cahors, which is Malbec, but Argentina's got stuff.
You're right, it's everywhere.
Yeah, we taste unlimited stuff. You can buy, for everybody who's drinking wine, $10 a bottle and less, can I please compel you to drink one less Starbucks or just cancel one subscription to the ninth streaming service and move your wine drinking to 15? When you go to 15 from 10, at least at Wine Library, when you're buying from, like Sid, probably from his local store in New York, his Wine Library is selling for 14, he's paying 22, which makes no sense to me why he's not buying more from Wine Library with the free shipping and winetext.com. Like, but like when Sid goes to his local store and pays 22, we're selling it for 15, Brand, maybe 12.
Yep.
Everyone's getting ripped off by local stores, but they're lovely. I like local businesses, but they're getting ripped off. But if you go to a good store, like a Wine Library or a superstore, Specs in Houston, Total Wine, like price leaders, 15, you can get real juice, real juice. We'll see you on episode 7 of WineText TV soon.